This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Despite a coronavirus outbreak, North Korea found time to conduct ballistic missile testing Monday, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
South Korea's military says the two ballistic missiles traveled about 240 kilometers before splashing into the sea off the east coast. The weapons appear similar to the kind North Korea tested repeatedly in 2019, which were enough to raise tensions, but not to totally derail nuclear talks. North Korea had warned of major tests after the U.S. ignored its end-of-year deadline to offer more concessions in the negotiations. There were hopes the virus concerns could at least ease military tensions, especially after the U.S. and South Korea postponed joint military drills that the North sees as provocative. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
The United States has reported its second death from the coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Washington state health officials say the second U.S. fatality was a man in his 70s from a nursing facility near Seattle where dozens of people were tested for the virus. Researchers say the virus may have been circulating for weeks undetected in Washington state. Both deaths involved men who had existing health problems and had been hospitalized in Washington state. The U.S. has had 80 cases of coronavirus, a total that includes new cases in California, New York, Rhode Island, and the state of Washington. I'm Mike Hempen.
Meanwhile, Italy Sunday reported a 50% jump in the number of new coronavirus cases in just one day, with at least 11 villages and towns in the north sealed off. Italy is the hardest-hit European country. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Voters in Guyana began casting ballots Monday in a general election to decide which of its main parties will control the country's approaching oil boom. Voting is likely to be tight between the ruling Partnership for National Unity and Alliance for Change and the opposition leftist People's Progressive Party. Monday, protest torn Iraq faces more political gridlock after Prime Minister-designate Mohammed Alawi withdrew overnight, accusing lawmakers of obstructing his attempt to form a government. For 5 months, oil-rich but poverty-stricken Iraq has been rocked by anti-government demonstrations, the biggest wave since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion toppled former dictator Saddam Hussein. Turkey launched what it deems retaliatory strikes in Idlib, a sharp escalation of tensions with Syria. Reuters' Soroya Ali reports.
Turkey destroyed Syrian army air defense systems, wiped out more than 100 tanks and downed 2 planes. The attack was their response to last week's airstrike that killed 33 Turkish soldiers. Tensions in Syria have escalated between the Turkey-backed rebels and Russian-backed Syrian government forces in the country's northwest Idlib province. Increasing fears that the two regional powers will be brought into direct confrontation. Turkey's defense minister said they have no intention of facing Russia, but dubbed the mission a success.
That was Reuters' Soroya Ali. Tomorrow's U.S. Super Tuesday primary elections in 14 states will continue without Pete Buttigieg. His campaign announced Sunday evening he's dropping out of the Democratic presidential race after a disappointing fourth-place finish in Saturday's South Carolina primary, in which he won no delegates. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Buttigieg is a military veteran and a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He won the Democratic caucuses in the neighboring state of Iowa early last month and came in a strong second place in the New Hampshire primary that followed. But he failed to draw the interest of minority voters. Buttigieg announced his decision Sunday in a speech in South Bend.
We began this unlikely journey with a staff of 4 in a cramped office right here in South Bend, Indiana, right down Washington Street. No big email lists, no personal fortune. Hardly anybody knew my name, and even fewer could pronounce it.
There are 6 Democratic presidential candidates left to compete in this week's Super Tuesday contest, in which Democratic primaries are held simultaneously in 14 states. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
33% of the delegates are up for grabs Super Tuesday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.